Blog Talk Radio.
Goody. Coming to you live from beautiful Sun Valley, Idaho. Good evening. It is 7:34 p.m. here in the Mountain Time Zone, and it's 15 degrees outside. Tonight, we return back to talk. This is the Season 3 premiere of My Turn to Speak here on KSLP Internet Radio. Tonight, we're going to discuss politics and sports. and sometimes both, if you're thinking about the BCS. But if you'd like to call in and get in on the conversation tonight, the number is 347-850-1572 to call in and talk this evening to me. And we got some housekeeping issues to deal with, and what that is upcoming shows. For starters, I will have a show, all music show. I'm starting to do that. I will have that actually while I'm working at the Sun Valley Inn tonight. I will have that for 2 hours from 1 a.m. to 3 a.m. Mountain Time. And play 2 hours of music. I like to think the 8 people that listened to my show live last night, the one drunk guy from Anchorage, Alaska that called in with 5 minutes left of the show, that was a little surprising, and the 12 people or so that have listened to the show since me doing it last night. And so, yeah, I'd like to thank you for listening across the country and around the world to all of my shows. For those of you that have downloaded or replayed previous episodes, thank you. Also, I'd like to say that we have a few more upcoming shows scheduled. My sister Stephanie has a show coming up on Monday, actually, and that's for Make It or Break It. My sister, her name is Stephanie Rigroll, and she will actually be doing that show on Monday after the season premiere of Make It or Break It. That's at 10 o'clock Eastern Time, 8 o'clock out here in the Mountain Time Zone. And she'll be broadcasting from an undisclosed location, talking about the show, and hopefully a lot of people will call in and talk about the show. And let's see, what else? Also, upcoming in a month, February 2nd, I have my special Groundhog Day episode. That's going to be a real treat. That's going to be on at 5 a.m. Mountain Time, that's 7 a.m. Eastern Time, on February the 2nd, 2010. And then for Valentine's Day, I'm going to have two special episodes coming up. The first one will be on February 13th, and that will be my Out of Love show. That's for anybody like myself who hasn't found nobody. And, you know, we'll be playing songs like I Don't Want to Be in Love, Love Stinks, you know, songs like that. Then, for those of you that are in love, that are listening, we have a special show dedicated to you on February 14th, a two-hour show. Now, both shows on the 13th and the 14th of February will be at 7:30 p.m. Mountain Time. That's 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. But what we're going to do on the 14th is anybody that wants to request a love song, and you by then you'll be able to get my full list of all the love songs that I have in my files. And you may request and dedicate a song to somebody special. So that will be my In Love show on the 14th. And again, we are on Facebook under KSLP Internet Radio. You may find us there. So I thank you all for listening today. And looks like we're starting to have some problems with our internet service. So bear with us, and we will try to get those issues resolved. Typical issues. I had issues last night with it, too, if all of you remember, all of you that were actually listening to the show. If you remember, I did have some technical issues to start out the show. We previously had not had any technical issues until for this show until now. It's amazing how it just starts, right? So it's a live show. You have to deal with it, and you have to move on. So that's what I plan on doing. So in the meantime, we are trying to bring up the second thing for the the second switchboard, so we can move over to that one. So it'll be just a second here. Yeah, I do apologize about the inconvenience here, folks, but like I said, it is a live show, so. All right, so while we're getting these technical issues out, again, if you want to call in, you may do so at 347-850-1572. It looks like our second switchboard should be coming up any second now. And then we can get on getting on, so with the show. Yeah, it's 7:41 out here in Sun Valley, Idaho, and again, I thank everyone for listening to the show. One more thing, those of you that may remember, I did two Christmas shows on Christmas Eve. The first show didn't do nothing, or it did a lot. The second show I was in the middle of when the power went out and everything, so I couldn't finish that one. All right, we're going to continue with the song now. We'll be back in just a few minutes to really get started on the show here on KSLP Internet Radio. It's My Turn to Speak, Season 3 premiere, Politics and Sports.
Am I throwing you off?
Nope.
Didn't think so.
How you doing, young lady? The feeling that you're giving really drives me crazy. You don't have a play about the choke. I was at a law for word first time that we spoke.
You're looking for a girl that'll treat you right. You're looking for in the daytime with a light.
You might be the type if I play my cards right. I'll find out by the end of the night.
You expect me to just let you hit it, but will you still respect me if you get it?
All I can do is try, give me one chance. What's the problem? I don't see the ring on your hand. I'll be the first to admit it. I'm curious about you. You seem so innocent.
You wanna get in my world, get lost in it. But I'm tired of running, let's walk for a minute.
something that you don't like.
Are you listening to the, are you talking trash? You game MVP like Steve Nash.
Okay, we are back. This is KSLP Internet Radio and blogtalkradio.com. This is our Season 3 premiere, My Turn to Speak, Politics and Sports, 1-2-2010. Happy New Year to everyone out there. It's 7:46 p.m. here in the Mountain Time Zone. I'd like to get started with the talking portion of this. If anybody wants to call in and talk about the BCS, the game so far, now, I haven't been able to check the games yet for today. I don't know about the games for today, who won the games for today, or nothing like that. So we're going to wing through it, and if anybody wants to talk, 347-850-1572. Here on KSLP Internet Radio, it's My Turn to Speak, Season 3 Premiere, Politics and Sports. And, again, as a reminder, we have a show coming up on Monday night. That is our Make It or Break It show, and that is after the season premiere of Make It or Break It. That will be a two-hour show from 10 o'clock Eastern Time to midnight, and that's 8 o'clock Mountain Time to 10 o'clock Mountain Time. So, those of you that are interested in that show, you may listen to that if you want to. Now, we're going to get right on this. Let me bring up the scores for everything. And give me just a second here. We'll bring them up, see what's going on. And we're kind of winging it tonight here on the show. And let's see, college football scores. Here we go. Now, I have a bet. It's not really a bet. It's just kind of a friendly thing with friends of mine down in North Carolina. That would be Daryl and Amy. Predicting who would win all the bowl games. And I tell you, I've done pretty sucky, but two good ones that I have won, and I'm glad I won. That would be the Florida State game yesterday, and I don't like Florida State, but I won that game, you know, in the thing. And then also last night's Florida win, 51-27 over the Cincinnati Bearcats, or as I called them, the Bear Kittens, who were declawed and sent home with their tail between their legs. That's what happens. And so anyway, right now we have a tie score in the Valero Alamo Bowl, and this game has had a lot of headlines to it. We have Michigan State and Texas Tech. And if those of you may not know, Mike Leach, who was the head football coach at Texas Tech, was let go this week after supposedly the way he disciplined one of his players, who is related to, it was Adam James, one of his players, who is related to Craig James, who is a ESPN analyst for college football. So that is that's been making news. And then also Michigan State suspended, I think, what was it, 13 or 14 of their players for this game, stemming from a fight back in November on campus. So anyway, all right. So we have that one in the Alamo Bowl, and then you have the International Bowl, which South Florida out of the Big East won. That was 27-3. I think I predicted South Florida to win that. I'm not sure. I don't remember. Also, the Papa John's Bowl, Connecticut against South Carolina, and I had picked South Carolina to win, so unfortunately they didn't. Mississippi over Oklahoma State, that was in the Cotton Bowl, and I did pick Mississippi to win that one. And in overtime, the AutoZone Liberty Bowl, East Carolina, I picked to win over Arkansas because I can't stand Arkansas's coach, and Arkansas ended up winning that game in overtime 20-17. So those are today's games. And then also, stemming back from the 19th of December, you have the New Mexico Bowl. Wyoming beat Fresno State 35-28. In the St. Petersburg Bowl, presented by Beef O'Brady's, you had Rutgers over UCF 45-24. On the 20th, you had the Mid-Tennessee beating Southern Miss in the Arnell Carrier's New Orleans Bowl 42-32. And on the 22nd, you had BYU over Oregon State, 44-20. That was in the Macco Bowl, Las Vegas. On the 23rd, you had the San Diego County Credit Union Poinsettia Bowl, and you had Utah beating California, 37-27. On Christmas Eve, you had the Sheraton Hawaii Bowl, and Conference USA beat the WAC. Southern Methodist beat Nevada 45-10 in that game. Day after Christmas, you had Marshall beating Ohio, and that was in the Little Caesars Bowl. On the 26th, you had the Meineke Car Care Bowl, which Pittsburgh, and I think I picked Pittsburgh for that one, beat North Carolina 19-17. My friend Daryl went to that game. There's actually a nice picture of him and the gecko from that game. Very cute picture. That's something to write home about, I guess. So I'm just picking at you, friend. I'm just picking at you. Okay. Also, on the 26th, you had the Emerald Bowl. You had USC beat Boston College 24-13. Last Sunday in the Gaylord Hotel's Music City Bowl, you had Clemson beat Kentucky 21-13. You had in the AdvoCare V100 Independence Bowl, that was on the 28th, you had Georgia. And I don't like Georgia, but I picked every SEC team except for Arkansas. Georgia came through for me, won 44-20. Congratulations to them. On Tuesday the 29th, you had UCLA beat Temple 30-21, and that was the Eagle Bank Bowl from San Francisco. And also on Tuesday from Orlando, you had the Champ Sports Bowl, and you had number 25 Wisconsin beat Miami 20-14. On December 30th, the bowl out here in Idaho, who I picked, I like Idaho. Boise State I can't stand, but Idaho, you know, good job for them, because they're like in Idaho, concerns. They're kind of like the, you know, the bastard child of the state's colleges. They're like the, you know, Boise State gets all the attention, and yet Idaho actually, you know, wins. So anyway, that that was good. They won 43-42 over Bowling Green. And go back to the switchboard here. Okay, we have an hour and 34 minutes. We'll continue with the scores and highlights of the sports coming up. And again, if anybody wants to talk, it's 347-850-1572. We'll be back after this two-song break here on KSLP Internet Radio. Let me find you a good song to do. And again, thank you for listening tonight. And you may catch my all music show at 1 a.m. Mountain Time, live from the Sun Valley Inn. So, yeah. All right, we'll play a song for a couple of friends of mine that just love this song. So, from the 1979 Billboard's Top Hits CD, this is Rupert Holmes with Escape, Pina Colada, here on KSLP Internet Radio.
I was tired of my lady. We'd been together too long. Like a worn-out recording of a favorite song. She lay there sleeping. I read the paper in bed, and in the personal columns there was this letter I read. If you like pina colada and getting caught in the rain, if you're not into yoga, if you have half a brain, if you'd like making love in about my lady. I know that sounds kind of mean, but me and my old lady have fallen into the same old routine. So I wrote to the paper, took out a personal ad, and though I'm nobody's poet, I thought it wasn't half bad. Yes, I like
sweetness on my mind. It's a clear day in this city. Let's go dance under the streetlights. All the people in this world, let's come together more than ever. I can feel it. Can you feel it? Come on over. Down to the corner, my sisters and my brothers of every different color. Don't you feel that? Be alright, trying to find a better life. Come on over. Down to the corner, my sisters and my brothers, there for one another, won't you? Come on over. Man, I know you wanna let yourself go. Some people, it's a pity, they go all their lives and never know how to love or to let love go. But it's all right now, we'll make it through this somehow, and we'll paint the perfect picture. All the colors of this world will run together more than ever. And my brothers of every different color, don't you
feel that sunshine?
Telling you to hold tight, things will be alright. Try to find a better life.
Come on over.
Down to the corner, my sisters and my brothers, there for one another, won't you?
Come on over.
Man, I know you wanna let yourself go. Let yourself go.
KSLP Internet Radio and blogtalkradio.com. Excuse me. I am your host, DJ Stevie P, coming to you live from Sun Valley, Idaho. It's 22 degrees here. We are in the middle of our politics and sports talk session, if anybody wants to call in and get in on that. It's 347-850-1572 to do that. In the meantime, we're going to get back and talking about the college football scores. And so, yeah, we're going to do that. And here. So, give me 1 second here. All right. What do we got here? Okay. We was discussing the last bowl we discussed was the Rhodey Humanitarian Bowl. That was Idaho and Bowling Green. And Idaho won that, 43-42. Next, we have the Pacific Life Holiday Bowl. and Nebraska beat Arizona 33-0, shut them out. On Thursday, we had Air Force Academy, won the Armed Forces Bowl over Houston of the Conference USA, and good for them. They won that 47-20. Then you had Oklahoma over Stanford in the Brute Sun Bowl, 31-27. You had in the Texas Bowl, you had Missouri over Navy. I'm sorry, Navy over Missouri, and 35-13. And just an interesting note, that's the first time that two armed service schools have won a bowl in the same day, on the same day, since 1985. So both Air Force and Navy, congratulations to you both for good seasons. Air Force finished 8-5 in the Mountain West Conference. And Navy, the midshipmen, finished 10-4, but they're not part of any, they're an independent, so. Okay, and Iowa State won the Insight Bowl over Minnesota, 14-13. And let's see here. The Chick-fil-A Bowl, which used to be known as the Peach Bowl, that game is, comes to you live from Atlanta. That's the last game of the year for calendar year 2009. Virginia Tech beat Tennessee, and I was picking Tennessee, and I don't know why I picked them. Shouldn't have. Then yesterday, Friday, January 1st, you had Auburn over Northwestern, 38-35. And I picked Auburn to win that. Also yesterday, you had Florida State over West Virginia, Bobby Bowden's last game. And that was in the Konica Minolta Gator Bowl down in Jacksonville. They actually had more people for that game yesterday than attended the Super Bowl back in 2005 at Jacksonville Municipal Stadium. Used to be known as the Altel Stadium back in the late 90s. So, yeah, Florida State won, beat West Virginia. And then down in the Capital One Bowl, also known as the Mud Bowl, yesterday, Penn State survived against LSU 19-17, and LSU had some last-minute issues that prevented them from doing anything. So, yeah, they lost 19-17. Then also yesterday was the Rose Bowl game presented by Citi. That was the first of five BCS games. And you had number 8 Ohio State. Unfortunately, they won over number 7 Oregon, the Ducks. I was pulling for Oregon because I don't really care for any school in the state of Ohio. But the big dog last night is Florida. Man, what can you say about Tebow? My goodness. I read some comments last night after the game. Florida won 51-24. Okay. I read some comments about the game, and it's like about Tebow, and it's like there's still those Tebow haters out there, and it's, you know, look, don't know what he's going to do on the next level, but according to his coach, he will succeed. That is one thing for certain.
is that Tebow will succeed. And it was an outstanding game. I mean, he had like 535 yards of total offense. That's both passing and rushing himself. And it was outstanding. He was part of four touchdowns, and then he handed the ball off three more times, mostly to Aaron Hernandez, who ran him in for scores. And it was a great thing to watch. It got that ugly, bad taste out of this Gator fan's mouth from the walk to Alabama, and it was something interesting. So if you want to call in and get in on this conversation, you can at 347-850-1572. We're going to take another break, play another couple of songs, and we'll just go from there. So, yeah. So, like I said, we're going to play a couple songs, and we'll be back in a few minutes. So, here on KSLP Internet Radio, My Turn to Speak, Season 3.
Don't move.
me to try to explain. How I'm feeling in my pride is the one to blame. Cause I know I don't understand just how your love can do it, no one else can.
KSLP Internet Radio's special My Turn to Speak Season 3 premiere, Sports and Politics. I am your host, DJ CVP, coming to you live from beautiful Sun Valley, Idaho for another 70 minutes or so. And that was Jay-Z and Beyonce with Crazy in Love. And getting back to our discussion, the bowl games that are coming up, you have number 6 Boise State at number 4 TCU. Both of them are currently undefeated. Then you have number 10 Iowa at number 9 Georgia Tech. And that's on Tuesday the 5th in the Orange Bowl. TCU Boise State is Tostitos Fiesta Bowl. That's on Monday the 4th. And then for some reason, I don't know why they schedule this. The last five games of the year should be the major bowls. Why in the world is the GMAC Bowl, wherever they do it at, why in the world is that scheduled for the day before the big game? Okay, it makes no sense to me whatsoever. The GMAC Bowl is on ESPN on Wednesday, January 6th, and that has Central Michigan, yawn, versus Troy, yawn. And Central Michigan's 11-2. Troy is 9-3. Again, yawn, yawn, yawn. Why is that the day before the biggest game of the year, which is the City BCS National Championship game live on ABC on Thursday, January 7, 2010. You have number 2 Texas, 13-0, 8-0 in the Big 12, versus number 1 Alabama, 13-0, 8-0 in the SEC. So that's the big game. Now going back and so we it just doesn't make sense to me. But if you would like to get in on this conversation, you may do so at 347-850-1572. We have a sports and politics show tonight, and you know, if you want to talk about it, fine. If not, that's also cool. But we do have a lot to discuss there. And, you know, the bowl games are, they've been good. Some of them have been good. But there's no way that someone can watch every single one of all 34 of them, especially when they come on mostly at the same time, which they do. So, again, if you want to get in on this conversation at 347-850-1572, we have an hour and 5 minutes left of the show. We're going to continue with some music. We'll be back after a 3-4-song break, maybe a 5-song break. But when we come back, we're going to be discussing politics, Obama, and how dumb he is. As far as the war on terror goes, how dumb he is on that. So anyway, here's a couple of 90 songs for you. This is Fire Escape by Fastball here on KSLP Internet Radio.
Thank you.
is KSLP Internet Radio and blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for listening tonight. We now have 27 minutes left of the show. I've lowered it down to 90 minutes. We have people out there listening. If you're listening, you want to call in. We was talking about sports. Now we're going to be talking about politics and mainly Obama and this war on terror. There's 27 minutes left. If you want to get in, it's 347-850-1572. I have to say this. Look, the Christmas Eve or Christmas Day terror plot that wasn't foiled by the government. Not at all. Government screwed up. Obama has done nothing but screwed up in this area, and I predicted this back in January when he took office. I predicted that he was going to throw our national security under the bus, and that's exactly what he has done. We have had three instances. The first one was back in June or July on that military base. I think it was in Oklahoma, Nebraska, somewhere around there, where the terrorists shot and killed a member of our military. And then you got that that Hassan character from Fort Hood, Texas. I don't call him Major Hassan because he's not. That was something given to him to show honor, and he is no longer a major because he no longer has any honor. Killing 14 people, not 13, 14 people, because one of them had a baby that died also. Killing 14 people in a military base, what does our president do? Comes out and gives shout-outs to some of his homies in the crowd. Can't do that. Come on now. And then 3 minutes, 2.5 to 3 minutes into the speech, then he gets to it. Simply amazing and uncalled for. Then you have this terrorist plot. The guy's own father, okay, his own father now, excuse me, tells the U.S. Embassy over there in Nigeria to watch out for this guy, that he's aligned himself with terrorists. He has no active Nigerian passport. It expired in September. He didn't renew it. He gets on a plane, goes to the Netherlands. Okay? Then gets on another plane. It's not properly screened. He has his bomb in his underwear and is allowed to get on the plane with not only that, but some sort of match or lighting device. I mean, how even a simple lighter he couldn't get on. I mean, you know, over here he couldn't get on with, but somehow he was able to get on with matches or a lighter or something. Don't understand that. Okay, that was the second thing. Warning bells didn't go off. They didn't use that full body scan machine like they should have. Okay. Then he gets on the plane closer to coming into Detroit. He spends 20 minutes in the bathroom. Then he sits there with a blanket over his head like he's sick, so he can light the fuse and light the plane and blow up the plane. And if it wasn't for the, I think the guy was from Sweden, I don't know his name, but that guy's a total hero, absolutely. The one that jumped on him and so foiled the attack. Now, I have several questions. Number one, okay, and this is for those of you that are listening out there, I have several questions. Number one, why in the hell would somebody want to put a bomb in their underwear? Okay? That's one thing. Because if he had succeeded like he wanted to do, if this jackass had succeeded, what would have happened? Oh, he would have been a martyr. He would have been awarded like 40 virgins or whatever. Whatever they, you know, they think. Okay, I tell you this. Not one virgin out there, supposedly, not one virgin out there will go for any guy that has a hole where his package is supposed to be. Okay? Because what's if you got a bomb in your underwear, what's going to suffer the most? What's going to have the most extensive damage on your body if you got a bomb placed in your underwear? It's your package. Your manhood. It's going to suffer the most. What virgin out there, supposedly, that they get, is going to want to ever get with somebody that has a hole where their package is supposed to be? That's number one. Number two, why in the hell did it take our dearly beloved president, President B. Hussein Obama, 72 freaking hours before he made a statement? Then he called him an alleged terrorist, an alleged plot. He allegedly tried to blow up a plane. No, it wasn't no alleged terrorist. He was a terrorist. He didn't try to allegedly blow up the plane. He was trying to blow up the damn plane. Okay? Hello. Where am I wrong here? Give me a call. 347-850-1572 if you want to join in on this. We have 20 minutes left of the show. And I told people that would listen, I said it. Obama was going to throw our national security under the bus. And then they act all paranoid. His Homeland Security director, who's it's a secretary position, so it's a cabinet-level position, and she's like, oh, yeah, the system worked, the system worked. The system did not work. It failed on so many attempts, and now you want to punish people by banning them from going to the bathroom an hour before the flight lands? Come on now. What if you have an hour flight? If you gotta go, you gotta go. What, you can't go and make a mess everywhere? Come on now. How stupid is that? You know, this was not like robbing a drugstore or, you know, shooting somebody in the foot, something like that. This was an act of terror. This guy is a terrorist. He deserves to be treated like a terrorist. You should have had CIA, FBI go in and rough this guy up. Absolutely rough him up. You know, use some Jack Bauer techniques on
his sorry butt. That's what should have happened.
That did not happen. It's like, oh yeah, he's singing like a canary. No, he's not. He immediately called for a lawyer, and the lawyer tells him to shut up. Also, who in the hell would defend such a character like that? What, for notoriety? Come on now. How dumb is that? All right, we're going to be back with in a few minutes. We're going to play a song, and we'll be back. So, yeah. So this is something that every American should feel right now, especially those on that plane. This is Mary Chapin Carpenter here on KSLP Internet Radio's Pizza and Politics. Not Pizza and Politics. I had pizza earlier. Politics and Sports Forum. So thanks for listening. Hold on. I hate when this thing does that. Let's see.
All right, let's try that again.
Against you, girl, get back in bed.
I feel lucky, yeah.
No Professor Doom gonna stand in my way. I feel lucky today. Saying, girl, you better get back home. But
I feel lucky.
Oh, oh, oh,
I feel lucky, yeah.
No tropical depression's gonna steal my sun away. I feel lucky today. Sitting at the bar, I bought the house a double and the waitress a new car. Dwight Yoakam's in the corner trying to catch my eye. Lyle Love is right beside me with his hand upon my thigh. Oh, love the story is simple but it's true. Hey, the stars might lie but the numbers never do. I feel lucky.
To myself, self, why are you awake again at 1 a.m.? Standing with the fridge wide open, staring at such a sight, fluorescent light. The stars are bright, might make a wish if I believed in that shit. But as it is, I might watch TV, cause it's nice to see people more messed up than me. Everything I need you to be. Can you protect me like a daughter? Can you love me like a father? Can you drink me like water? Say I'm like the desert, just way hotter. The point of it all, the effects of all. again. It's 1 a.m. staring. Such a sight. Well, at least the stars are bright.
Straight, but I'm about to blow one. Spice out, Mike. I know you never saw one. Girls that like to throw. cashback, hot dog. Standing in line to see the show tonight, and there's a light on, heavy glow. By the way, I tried to say I'd be there, waiting for Danny the girl.
Got 3 minutes left in the show. This is KSLP's My Turn to Speak, Season 3 premiere, Politics and Sports. We've had no callers tonight, so we're ending the show early. And we had nobody actually listen to the show, which is surprising because earlier this morning, during the overnight hours, I actually had people listen to the show. So it's just amazing that nobody listens during primetime hours, but overnight hours people will listen, and if it's all about music. So that might be something to look into. Anyway, thanks to no one for listening to the show, and thanks to no one for calling in. I really appreciate it, not. And so to end the show, we're going to be playing the late Brittany Murphy. This is Faster Kill Pussycat. Until 1 a.m. Mountain Time, when we come back with our music show, all music show, live from the Sun Valley Inn. This is DJ Stevie P saying good night, and hopefully you remember the number to call in next time. Or remember that I'm on the air. So, see ya.